man, I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along, this is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out, do what you need to do so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. And I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just got to be responsible while growing up on planet Earth.
Hey, sit, slide, trying to provide for me. For me. For me. Find me somewhere out in London, you know that's the hideaway. I need some head and some more support from you right away. Cause I've been making donations to you like United Way, you know I do. Stories you told me about him, I could see that it's night and day. Told me the truth. Walking from here to my bedroom and feel like it's miles away. And I'm still a hot body, I don't feel nobody. And I'm with some riding on my friendship. Solid, I get bigger, cause it's on my wheels, it got it. Living in the engine, what? City dependent. I gotta finish it, I want opinions, she want things, she want a ring and some sort of arrangement, something that's dangerous. I wanna change it, I wanna claim it, I wanna paint it. She quick to say no cause she know she a diamond, she getting quiet, she on the die, she want a massage, trying to get intimate. Bank account never diminishing, niggas are changing their images, niggas act hard but they innocent, hop in this tank and move militant, Find me somewhere, you know that's a hideaway. I need some head and some more support from you right away. Cause I've been making donations to you like United Way, you know I do. Stories you told me about him, I can see that it's night and day. Tell me the truth. Walking from here to my bedroom, I feel like it's miles away. And I'm still a hard body, I don't feel nobody. And I'm with some riding on my friendship. Solid, I get big deposits on my wheels, exotic. Trunk all the engine, I'm on a mission. The Bronco 250, I'm out your division. I got him excited, know it's been a little minute. I love her delighted, man, I love off a cronhorn. He suckled despite it, the touch is the mightiest. She say, fuck me and calm, I just do all I love her, but Nike. Order the ginger for you and your friends. Show for you, running that big by the Benz. Got a little bit that came up from nothing. We shopping in London and doing it big. Landing proper, but we out of public. I know we the topics for you and your kids. Life monopoly gon' both not an option. If they could've stopped it, they would've been dead. They would've been dead. She could be the wig. Don't play with my head. You test my emotions. Don't be texting my phone every day, I'ma leave it on read. I'm digging and stroking. My new bitch pussy wet like a ocean, I need a new spray. It's Tyler when I'm chosen. I'm gonna wanna stay focused, I can't let them put me on edge.
I just put on my wrist and this bro go in and say, I just counted to me and all cash, I got hit from the fed. Yeah. I just told them if you played, then we stopped in the group with a dread. I just had pepper and push that I'm never gonna drive them to shit. Feel a panoramic dose. We got foes and ice toast. Find a big dog on my coast. Micro minutes on this coast. Ain't telling this bitch my goal. Had a living at the Montreal. I'm a piece for the player, not pole. Yeah, I've been thinking about selling my soul. Take me out of the country and drop me in an apartment. She won't hear me cry. I just put macro cheese in my pocket and it came with the side. I just put 20 mil inside an escrow. I don't give a fuck about your lives. You had a buzz, but that shit was too little. I promise you never was hot.
Let that shit rock for a minute. 104, nigga. Skate and shit, nigga. Them same cops, we hit and we don't know. They got their bad, we both don't.
Peace and greetings, everyone. There we are. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on in to Planet Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue the Oracle, and you are live on the remix. Peace and greetings, everyone. Wow. How are we all doing? How's everybody feeling? How are we all doing? How is everybody feeling? Welcome on in. Yeah. As we get ready to get started in the cipher tonight, you know, just really have some good vibes to really get to get this energy nice and kicked off. Yeah, yeah. I want to say welcome to everyone out there listening. No matter where you're listening from, welcome on in. Mm-hmm. And also, I want to let you know that the Blue Room is open, and you are certainly more than welcome to come on over and join us in the Blue Room. I'm going to warm up the mic here a little bit. Listen, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on out here in these cosmic streets. A lot of things going on. We're going to take our time and talk a little bit, but we definitely got some heat for you tonight. We got a lot of heat for you tonight. Yeah, yeah. I do want to let you know the Blue Room is open, and you are certainly more than welcome to come on over and join us in the Blue Room. I'm going to let you know how you can tune in, because actually there's quite a few ways that you can tune in, and you can listen to the remix live. We can listen to the remix live. You guys are telling me that the sound is kind of low. All right. Well, we're going to work on it. We're going to see if we can get it a little better there and make sure that everyone can hear and all sound is good across the board. How's that? How's that? Yeah. How are we all feeling? How are we all doing? So, let's give out those cosmic directions so you can find your way on over and you can join us in the Blue Room. Now, you can come and join us in the Blue Room simply by coming over to YouTube. Once you get to YouTube, you're going to type in Blue, B-L-U-E, and then Raz, R-A-S, and then Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, and that's going to get you locked in. You're going to see... you're going to see Planet Remix in the house, and they are going to get you, they're going to get you right. If you come into the Blue Room, they're going to get you right, certainly. Now, you can also listen by calling in, and so I'm going to give out that call-in number, 515-605. 9794 is the number to call, and that's going to put you on the phone lines, and you can listen on the phone lines. Yeah, check that out. You can do that. And then also, if you're one of our international callers, you can direct connect by going to blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix and direct connect. And then that is going to get you locked in. Wow. Wow. How many more days do we have left in this year? Because we are already in the month of April. We are already in the month of April already. And by the way, happy born day. Happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating a birthday this month. Everyone, all of our Aries babies, happy born day. Happy born day. And to everyone celebrating a birthday during the month of April. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome on in. Oh, my goodness. Couple of announcements as everyone gather themselves and get themselves situated. By the way, I think straight out the gate, you need to know that Brother Bilal is coming on. Yes, he will be bringing the heat. Oh, yeah, bringing the fire to you tonight, definitely. But I also want to remind you of this. Listen, I want you guys to let us know how you listen to the remix. So, do you come back on YouTube? We know most of you are going to iTunes. Most of you are listening through Amazon Music, Amazon Podcasts. Some of you are listening via iHeartRadio, Spotify, all of these through the Google Store. Let us know how you listen. How do you come back and dive into the archives when you're listening to Planet Remix? What is your way? of how you listen. And so now I have a big ask. One of the asks that I have for you, one, if you're over here and you're in the blue room, make sure that you get those thumbs up, because those thumbs up is going to let our soul tribe know where we are, number one. And it also sends a message to YouTube that this is some life-changing, soul-shaking content that is being put out. And they need to definitely allow this to get out further to the world, right? And then if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please absolutely do that. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. So if you're here on YouTube and you have not clicked that subscribe button, please go ahead and do that, right? That's going to be a big ask. And then wherever you're listening, even if it's on Clubhouse, because I know sometimes we broadcast live on Clubhouse, we're not doing that tonight. So please, please, someone go over there, knock on the door. Knock on that Clubhouse door. I know there's a long line standing outside in front of Astro Magic, and let them know to come on over, to come on over and join us. Join us either on the phone lines or join us in the blue room. However they want to join us, it's up to them, but come on and join us. Yeah. Feeling really good this week. It's been a busy week. I lie to you not. I don't know about you guys, but it was kind of like I laid down and I blinked. All of a sudden, today was Friday. And that made me smile, I will say to you, to know that it was Friday. But this week really did go zoom, zoom, zoom. It went flying by. It really did. I don't know about you guys, but it was very productive. A lot of things going on. We have a lot of things going on, and I know you guys have a lot of things going on. And for those of us who are in the Western Hemisphere, the sun is shining a little brighter for us, right? And so we're kind of getting into that energy. You can kind of feel this energy. But it's not just for us on the Western Hemisphere. You know, everyone is experiencing sort of this new energy that we're in, that we're all creating, that we're all here creating today. Yeah, yeah. Just had to get that out. Good to see you all. Couple of announcements. First of all, let me just say this. Shouts out to everyone who attended the Heart and Soul Workshop again. We love you all, and thank you so much for doing your work. This week, we did some more of the one-on-one sessions, and don't worry if we didn't get to you. We will get to you, just going down the line. And just some powerful, powerful insight, powerful forgiveness taking place so much at a soul level. And we are forever grateful and thankful. Also, I want to say, yes, 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 I know I've been a little slow on the trigger, but also want to say thank you to everyone who has their spiritual vibe kit and is working with the numerology deck and doing some amazing things. Please make sure you tag us whenever you're posting on social media. At the Remix _ Radio, tag us in the post. We'd love to see how you're using the numerology deck, how you're using your spiritual vibe tablet, you know, all of those things that you're working with, those magical tools, things that you can take with you on the go. And we'll talk more about that. But I want to do this. Give me just a second here. Let me see if I can... if I can get to it, where is it? As y'all can see, it's been a busy week. It's been such a busy week. I'm on my desk and I'm looking for something that's looking at me. So, I want to ring the bell for self-invested. Yeah. I want to ring the bell for self-invested. Ring the bell for self-invested. And to everyone who's self-invested, because it always goes down. It goes down and goes up in self-invested. To everyone in self-invested, we're doing some serious work, right? We're doing some Kim Biz, you know? We're doing some season 12 Kim Biz work in self-invested. Some Know Your Magic 6.0 and beyond. So just shout out to everyone in self-invested, and as well as everyone in the astrology class. My goodness. Thank goodness for divine time, because definitely that's right on time. And we see the amazing work that you're all doing, and you're sharing with your loved ones and everyone who's around you in your world. And that's such an amazing thing. Yeah, yeah. I also want to say, shouts out to the Divine Priestess and all the priestess out there doing their work, because they're doing some amazing things too. So much love to all the Divine Priestess for showing up and doing their work and sharing their gifts with the world. And shouts out to Planet Remix. My goodness. Wow, what can I say? The dopest soul group on the planet, hands down, the movers and shakers, the creators, the innovators, you know, the healers, you know, the creators, the manifestors, you know, so much, the doers, yeah. Yeah, so shouts out to everyone. So if this is your very first time listening, if you stumbled upon us, if you've been here since day one, if you have been riding and creating waves, we love you and thank you so much for being and coming here and doing your work in the world. It really, really, honestly, it really, really makes a difference. It does. Your dedication is unmatched. Your self-love is unmatched. The work that you're doing is unmatched. And even the way you're using your mind, you know, our new way is unmatched. Because you do know when you leave here, your mind doesn't go with you. You get to take your spirit. You get to take your soul, but you don't need a mind where you're going. Imagine that. Imagine that. Some powerful shit. I want you all to know, 4-8-2022. What vibration is this day holding? That's what I want to know. Let's do some real end time magic. 4-8-2022. And I know some of you are all over the world. And by the way, shouts out to you, being in from all over the world. Yeah. Add those numbers up. 4-8-2022. What vibration is this holding? See what y'all working with. See how we working with these, with this energy here. I'm telling you. Okay, so I'm getting divine nine. I'm getting nine. I'm getting nine. Some people are getting some other things. Lance, thank you for breaking it down. It is 1-8 equals nine. BK Trainer, nine. Oh, yeah. Y'all are on it. This is the day of wisdom. Nine. The vibration of nine. The day of wisdom. Of intuition, of insight, 9. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Congrats. Oh, my goodness. Can we give a big congratulations and ring the bell? Can we do that? Can we ring the bell and give a congratulations to the sister of the Supreme Court, Judy Jackson? We're going to give that sister a big congrats. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to give her some congratulations. Congratulations are definitely in order. Yeah, it's nice to see a little bit of brown sugar mixed up in that Supreme Court justice. A whole lot of wisdom comes with the brown sugar. A whole lot of intuition comes with the brown sugar. Nah, it's cool. Judge Jackson, don't mind that I call her brown sugar. But she gonna mix some of that other stuff up. Yeah, kind of balance things out. Mm-hmm. Let's get those likes up, everyone. Welcome on in. Definitely want to give a shout out to all of our international family in the house. We have a huge listening party from Japan in the building. Thank you guys for sending me that email earlier and letting me know you're going to be tuning in, listening in from Jamaica. Jamaica is in the house. We have Saudi Arabia listening in. Turkey is here. Germany is listening in. And we have the Netherlands listening in. Spain is in the house. Welcome on in, Spain. So good to have you listening in. The Ivory Coast is here. Welcome on in. The Dominican Republic is in the house. Wow. Could sure use me. Some of that blue stone, some of them blue crystals from there. India is in the building. Welcome, India. Canada is in the house. Welcome on in, Canada. Vietnam, large listening audience from Vietnam. Welcome on in. The Philippines is here. I said them. The Philippines is here. Pakistan is here. Barbados is here. Trinidad and Tobago. Tuning in. Welcome in. Mm-hmm. 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 Greece is in the house. And just want to give a big shout out to Candy, who is a part of Self-Invested, who just got back from an amazing trip in Greece and was able to touch down and capture some of those vibes, that energy. She was in the Heart and Soul workshop and was doing it at the same time and tapped in to so much of her past life. So powerful work there. France is in the house. Welcome on in, France. Mexico is here. Welcome on in, Mexico. So good to have you. Mm-hmm. Kenya is here. Welcome in, Kenya. The UK is listening in. Want to say welcome to everyone in the UK. Yeah, welcome on in from everyone from the UK. Also, just want to give a big shout out to Canada. Canada is in the house as well. We have Ethiopia in the house as well. I'm trying to catch everyone if I don't get you. Family, Ethiopia in the house. Much love to you. Parts of South Africa is listening in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Tulum is listening in. Welcome on in, Tulum. We see you. And also, all parts of the United States is listening in. Afghanistan is here. So welcome, welcome in, no matter where in the world you're listening from. And if you're in the blue room, go ahead and let us know what city, what state, what country you're listening in. Mm-hmm. You know, often when we're getting ready to do a show, we're a little different here. And I know you all know that. Because we do the radio show, and Planet Remix is a radio show, you know. We do this, and it's really rooted and centered in the spirit of the unconscious and the spirit of the planet and of things to come. So, I'm going to be honest and let you know, as always, we are now going to give you some honest behind-the-scenes look. And I mean this sincerely, some honest behind-the-scenes look, because we're going to be talking about this sixth seal. Remember, we dropped the seventh seal, and if you didn't go back and hear that show, you definitely need to download, dive into the archives and do that. But this sixth seal is pretty explosive. I'm telling you, this goes beyond Pandora's box, opening this sixth seal. And I'm just going to be honest with you, right now we're being met with some resistance. Now, before, wait a minute. Before you say, Miss Blue, resistance is not always a bad thing. Resistance is in the air. And if you check yourself, I promise you, you can go back through this week and you can see where you were either being resistant or you were resisting something. It's in the air. It's in the air right now. But have no fear. Have no worries. We are still going to get it in. Regardless of the resistance, right? Regardless, we're going to overcome the resistance because we are not only riding cosmic waves, we are creating cosmic waves. We're creating cosmic waves. We're not just riding them. We're creating them. So let's get those likes up because we have well over 133 people in the blue room. Yet, I do not see, do not see those thumbs up. I want you to know we are here. We are in the building. We are here. We're not worried about no resistance because the empire of Planet Remix strikes back. We always strike back. You better go ask somebody. You better ask them. Oh, we will strike back. Make no mistake. All right, everybody. Are we all settled in? Did you get you something to drink? You got you your little blankie. I always keep my blankie. I keep my Soul Magic blanket close by. By the way, shouts out to everybody in Soul Magic. And shouts out to all of you in the blue room. Goodness. I'm going to say this sister's name just because I think it's fitting. I think it's fitting, and it's also going to help us with the Empire Strikes Back on the planet, right, with Planet Remix. I'm going to say her name and give her a very big shout out because as soon as I was thinking about this whole resistance, boop, she pops up, and that is Kinetic Killer. Ooh, that's a hell of a name, Kinetic Killer. Killer. That says it all. Listen, that just summed it all up. Kinetic Killer. That's right. I know you knew. If you didn't know, I was going to question you. I know you knew. See, because when you kinetically kill something, listen, that's all I got to say, right? Y'all got it. Y'all got it. And then we're going to come back in and we're going to smooth it back over with the balanced beauty. How about that? Y'all like that? And then we're going to sprinkle I Am Money 888 on top. And then Brittany Vibes is going to come in and swoop down with Lightbird. And we're going to get Marie's keys. Listen, do I need to keep going? Do I need to keep going? And we're going to bring some of that masculine and feminine, yeah, energy in. And it's just going to be Planet Remix, right? Oh, what an amazing time to be alive and be a part of Planet Remix. Oh, yeah. See, this is the magic of words, the magic of names, all of this. This is remix magic. This is the magic we're creating. This is our magic. And we definitely know our magic on Planet Remix. Welcome on in, everyone. I don't know if you can tell or not, but I'm a little, just a little, not a lot, just a little, but not a whole bunch. I'm motivated. Isn't that the term they use in real estate? When a seller is motivated. See, very different from motivation. I'm highly motivated tonight. I'm highly motivated. And Brother Bilal, listen, highly motivated. We are highly motivated to bringing you this message, because this is a message that the world needs. This is what the world needs. The world needs Planet Remix. The world needs Planet Remix. Watch what I tell you. And by the way, the aisle is the spiritual animal of the month. And I know you guys seen Childish Gambino standing there with an aisle. Shout out to the sister, Janice, who sent me that. Thank you very much. But the world needs you, definitely, because the world needs Planet Remix. On this ninth day, the day of wisdom, the wisdom of the owl. Oh, yeah, the wisdom of the owl. Yeah, can't make this shit up. The world needs Planet Remix. I'm just saying, if you're not, you know how when you meet a friend and you share your good goods, I hope you're sharing your good goods, a Planet Remix with your friends. The world needs this. They need Planet Remix. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Real talk, no chases. Real talk and no chasers. Wow. Mm-mm. The sixth seal, the left eye of Ra. NADV. Oh, listen. Let's get those likes up. Let's get those likes up. We can get those likes up right now. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. And by the way, she sends her love. She sends her love to all of you. And I'm sure she's listening in. So let's listen to some Baby Blue.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That is so true. Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, yeah, yeah, life will. By the way, I'm just catching a glimpse, and I just want to remind myself to tell you guys of everything that's in the air. And the Jupiter Money Kit is in the air. It's in the air. You better reach up. You better snatch it. You better grab it. You better open up and get you some. You better open up and get you some. So now we're going to listen to the song of the night. I can't wait for Brother Bilal to come on. And then we're going to welcome Brother Bilal on. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know, now you know. Welcome on in to Planet Remix. Yeah.
Hey.
Drinking my cup like drowning it. Yeah, I've been putting in work. The rollie gon' bust, but the grog got no time limit to get money. My sweet dick, bitch, I'm set up most these bitches. I don't chase niggas, SB ain't got no creepy. Oh, no bitches left it. I told the label they tripping. I had a fight for this shit, they don't get it. Yeah, I had to step in and play some position. Yeah, still gotta check on the shipment. Yeah, practice laying in the trench. God, talk to my bro in a minute. Yeah, my heart is so different. We really rap about what we live. We think that they doing, just know that we did it. Pull up a twin, pop on a bitch, she with it, I'm with it. We spinning your block.
Yeah, look, I don't get the money, my shorty gon' take care of the crib. I come back and I take care of Reds. I pour up a drink and she make me a dish. She giving me reasons to stay out the mix. It's just a day in the life, bitch. I'm trying to teach you, just take the advice. It's 20K fit, that's a regular night. Even when I was broke, I used to make it look nice. But what if IG? Niggas have never seen me on the lobby. Yeah, look, highway, I want to talk to you. If you ain't struggle, you not me. Nigga, I started working and got briefs. Try to get rid of her, she would not leave. Nigga, I'm dope, why would I buy weed? Let's show her the exit. Let's show her the exit. Niggas that died, I have me in their presence. I done spent too much money on this necklace. I done checked too much bitches up on checklist. I feel like too much niggas got a death wish. Show me the addy, I send them directions. I'm only like 50 niggas from the guest list.
I had a fight for this shit, they don't get it. Yeah, I had to step in and play some position. Still gotta check on the shipment. Yeah, pack just laying in the trench. God, talk to my bro in a minute. Yeah, my heart is so different. We really rap about what we live. Everything that they doing, just know that we did it. Pull up a trend, a pop on a bitch. She waiting on with it. We spinning your block.
Hey, never the yakky I needed. Tips you from morning to evening. Fuck your opinion, don't need it. I only do shit I believe in. Them is like 90 degrees outside. Like, how the hell am I freezing?
Like, how?
Cause what you got on your neck, what you got on your wrist, it be changing the season.
Okay.
Broke down the doors, but damn, I remember the time it was difficult getting my feet in. Now when they see me, they stand like pleasure believes is a goat. I am the meaning. That's how you speak. This clock is a demon. Send you right up to Jesus. The season. End them. Completion. I like to fuck on a bitch with a fat ass and lay on her cleavage.
Okay.
I like to hustle. I like to stack cash and blow it in demons.
Okay.
I am a dog. Yes, I'm a fat ass, but I'm also cute and conceited. In other words, I'm beauty and beastin'. Dummy.
Oh, yeah. That was Mountains. That was Mountains. That was Mountains. Wow. 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 I want you to know what's happening. What we're doing is really warming up the atmosphere. We're warming up the atmosphere. Because when we all come together collectively, we are opening up the portal to planet Earth. So we are warming up the atmosphere. We're just getting it right. We're getting it right. And so I want to say thank you to each and every single one of you for bringing your amazing, wonderful energy, because truly it cannot be done without you. This is not a one-person mission. This is a collective for real. This really is a collective effort. And we really mean that, honestly. So I want to send you all a beautiful cosmic hug. From me, Miss Blue, and Brother Bilal, just sending you a cosmic hug and so much love. And thank you so much. So I want you all to know that the work that we do when you come here, it truly is magical. It truly is. Because we really are. We're warming up the atmosphere. And we need all of us together to open up this portal. We are changing the world, but it's not a one-person job. It's a collective. Yeah, that's all of us. Mm-hmm. So thank you. So, as you know, Brother Bilal requested some music. You know, he wants some hype music. I thought I did him justice, but I guess not. It's not hyped enough. It's not hyped enough. So we're going to get ready to, we're going to put some music on. Yeah, we're going to put on a special request. We're going to put on a special request. Let me see, make sure I got it queued up right here. Let me see here. Let me find it here. Let me see, just give me one moment, you guys. Ein Moment. Please. I mean, that's somebody language. One moment, please. I got it. One moment, please. Just give me one moment. As a special request for Brother Bilal, because we gotta get that atmosphere just right for him. We're going to play this. And, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to dive into this. Yeah, welcome on Remix Online International Radio Show.
It'll be hard to watch a cat when the van keep dropping. Got to be a quarter on me so my fan keep falling. It'll be hard to understand when come and talk, keep locking.
I ain't even trying to talk, it's my job, keep locking. She ain't trying to be a freak, but them bands keep popping. Still caught up in the streets and the fence still knocking. It'll be hard to understand me, my job, keep locking.
It'll be hard to understand when come and talk, keep locking.
Bite down, bite down.
It'll be hard to understand when come and talk, keep locking.
Bite down.
Jump off to the moon and you know that 50 chains. Slasher like Kodak. I remember shooting 38, now I got a semen. Could have been had a baby kid. I wasn't at a shower, she like
after saving with customized car. Oh, no, that's good enough. Let's be good.
Uh-oh.
Nah, right, that type of night.
Oh, my goodness. What's good, Brother Blau?
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Was that hype enough for you?
Oh, yeah. That was hype enough. That was hype enough. That's how I like it right there. It needs that wake-up call, you know? What's good, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Am I coming through clear? We good? You can hear me good?
Yeah, we're going to do a sound check. Let's do a sound check with Brother Bilal, you guys. Brother Bilal, keep talking. We want to make sure we can hear you.
Yes, yes. Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Getting ready to do this. Will not be no rapping.
Wow.
How everybody mm-hmm. doing? What's up, Blue Room?
Oh, yeah. Packed house tonight, definitely. Everyone said you are nice and clear. And, yeah. Yeah, they can hear you. Yes, yes.
Wow. Yeah, the Sixth Seal is presenting. It's doing its thing. We love it, though. We up for the task.
And, mm-hmm.
I like it. Let me see how we could put this. It's like it's never a negative energy, right? When you understand energy, you just understand it's all about the timing. And I got something with that time too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming through clear. We good? Because we can really start this thing so we could catch the vibe of this.
Yes.
We good?
Brother Bilal,
right.
You're coming through clear. Yes, you guys hear Brother Bilal nice and clear. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So now check this out. So this seven-sealed indictment, right? So because, like, what exactly are we doing here? What is this really about? Okay.
Hmm.
So look, the seven-sealed indictment are the injustices that many have already gone through in a particular time. And more importantly, Ms. Blue, people have witnessed these things, whether that be through systems.
Right.
And look, it's just a grace period, because whenever we're doing something in life and you fuck something up, right, you do get a grace period to make things right, to correct any mistakes, because at some point you're going to have this awakening and come to a change of heart, right? Because it's all about the growth. It's all about the by overseeing oversight, right? So it's really as simple as saying, I'm sorry, and making things right. But if we never get to that point, there's some things that got to take place. So now if this never comes into a person's mind to make your right, your wrongs right, your heart is then completely clogged.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
And now we need a universal spiritual heart transplant. That's where we are right now. That's where we are.
Yeah.
A universal spiritual heart transplant. So the rhythm of your hearts are out of sync. Well, out of sync with natural law, with nature's law. Because everybody knows right from wrong. Come on, that don't, you know, we know what's right and wrong, right?
Absolutely.
But look, Ms. Blue, you see, we just talked about this thing called time, right? Because
yes,
there is a bomb planted in people's mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a bomb planted in people's mind called a time bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people really in their subconscious believe time is an illusion.
Yes.
Right? That's really a time bomb. That's a time bomb. Why? Because there's nothing greater than an idea whose time has come. Right? Because each person represents an idea. And each idea has a certain divine time. So each person represents a unique, powerful idea. But when you think time is an illusion, your time will never come.
Never come. That's
no,
right.
Your time will never come because you think time is an illusion.
That's right.
So we can't have it both ways. You can't think time is an illusion and then you go cry out to the universe, when is my time? When is it going to happen for me? Wait, hold up. Well, you have been seeded with the idea. Look, that's even an idea that time is an illusion and not real. So the illusion, this illusion meaning nothing, will become your reality. So you are getting exactly what you're asking for, really nothing, because divine time and what we know as timing is everything. And what the Sam Cooke song is, change will come. We talking about,
yes,
you know, within a certain time,
come.
Right?
Yeah. That's right.
Because time, and let's be very clear, time, this definition most people are holding, is your time bomb. You better get your healthy definition, especially in this time, because as we told everyone in Self Invested on Wednesday, we really prepping you for 2024. That's the real time bomb. That shit is on the way.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're sitting back wondering why your idea never manifested or your idea never took off or blowing up, it's because your time will never come as long as you think time is an illusion. And we wanted to get that out the way quick, fast, because look, because you can't tell me. Yeah, because look,
that's
you
right.
Wouldn't even get paid without a time clock. So no, I don't hear
that's
about
right.
That time shit. I don't hear about the time shit. You better get real clear on that very soon. All right, so we good? How's everybody?
Oh, yeah, we are good.
Wow.
We are good.
So, but look, so let us be clear about the seal, what the seals are, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we could first talk about what they are not. We are not speaking about the seals, which are mammals in the Arctic region of this planet. We're not talking about those type of seals. Not
That's
the seals
right.
That hang out with the penguins, right? Nor are we speaking about the Navy seals. Right, it's a lot of SEALs, right? Navy SEALs,
oh, yeah.
Which is the military elite, right? And
okay.
Remember, the Navy SEALs hang out with the Marines, you know. Then you know, Marine life is just like aquatic, you know. So look,
oh yeah,
we are especially not looking for any one SEAL of approval.
Absolutely, that's
we don't
right.
care about being right. That don't matter.
That's right. Absolutely don't care.
We care less about being right, right? So what we are speaking of more of that seal that's fastening and closing something, right? You know, so when something is sealed off, so, you know, and whether that be through tape, wax, glue, tar, silicone, okay? Secondly, Ms. Blue, I'm thinking about the seal stamp. You know how you see that red stamp? That stamp of authenticity?
Yes.
To authenticate that is real?
Mm-hmm.
But look, this the only thing that makes you real. You have to seal it. You have to seal the deal.
That's right.
You have to seal the deal. So we are opening and cracking these seals open to alleviate mental disturbances.
There it is. Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's about, right?
Yeah.
So we are breaking seals. So these behaviors on the planet has become weapons.
Say that again.
A lot of these things that we have been indoctrinated in, a lot of these things that we have just settled for, have destroyed, assassinated, even caused people to commit suicide to some level with the behavior and things going on this planet. Right?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we'll walk this through real good, because this is very important. This is real big, right? This is real big. So we are uncovering and unlocking sealed indictments, which are in the areas of injustice that we have been witnessing on the planet. Our real job is to really become the salt of the earth. Why? Because salt is a preservative.
That's right.
That's the purpose of the sodium in your body. The sodium in the body preserves the human body's organs.
Mm-hmm.
So you could look at the lessons that Planet Remix are designed to preserve your mind and mental state, so you can live long enough to see your work manifest and still look good while you're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you stay mad, Ms. Blue, if you stay mad and stressed through your entire journey.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to start looking run down. You're going to start looking run down. We have to move more gracefully, right? We have to preserve and conserve our energy. Don't take none of this shit serious. We keep telling you this. Don't take none of this shit too serious, especially yourself. Relax. Get you some spa time. Stay cool, calm, and collective. And we good?
That's right. That's right.
No, for real. That's why you have to become, see, it is not, we are necessarily, we speak in the salt of the earth as a metaphor for you preserve yourself. Conserve your energy. Just don't put your energy out there. Be very conscious of where you put yourself, where you place your energy, who you invest your energy into. All right? You good with that?
Oh, yeah.
So look, just like the N-A in the title. Now, look, but in fact, that N-A origin comes from Egypt.
Yes.
Which is NTRY, which is neutron, right? Means sodium.
Yes.
See, Na, even on the periodic table, is number 11. It represents sodium. Sodium is a gateway. Sodium is the salt.
Yeah.
We are huge pieces of rock salt. This is, Ms. Blue, this is why sometimes people could get salty.
That's right.
Pitching salt.
Too much salt.
Yes.
That's right. Too much salt.
Too much salt. And look, when you are being petty, that's your pepper. So this whole idea of the salt of the earth and the salt of the world is really a metaphor for you to really preserve yourself, because salt itself is a very strange being. Salt is very strange. People used to get paid in salt.
That's right.
Very expensive. Ms. Blue, salt at one time was called white gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do know too much salt could kill you. High blood pressure, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But at the other end, if you flush all the salt out your body, you could also die from not having no sodium in the body.
That's right.
Right? So salt also have a relationship with lithium. Don't forget these things. It's very important, because remember, they use lithium in bipolar medicine.
That's right.
Salt has a very special relationship with lithium.
That's right.
which is the new white gold, because the lithium is going to be used for all the electric cars on the planet.
That's right.
And the lithium right now is being mined in Bolivia. It's being mined under the salt flat, under the salt beds. The lithium is the new white gold. This is how nature keeps transferring the power on the planet. Even what my man Elon Musk, he say, when they mix clay, look at the formula. You can pull this up. Clay plus salt plus water equals lithium.
You can
pull that up for yourself with Elon Musk giving a formula on where they're getting the lithium from. He's look what he say, clay plus salt plus water equals lithium.
Wow, that's right.
The same lithium that's used in the bipolar disorder medicine, right?
That's right.
Salt has a very intimate relationship with lithium. This is why salt is connected to the ions on charging things up. Listen one more time. Clay plus salt plus water equals lithium, because anytime you get the lithium, you got power.
Hmm.
We go with that? We see it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well,
we see it.
only because... So only because we're going to close the chapter with this Will Smith, right? Because, look, remember what happened Wednesday night? What this Will is, Miss Blue? What kind of Will is this?
The Potter's Will. The Potter's Will, yes.
What you put on the Potter's Will, Miss Blue?
You put the clay on the potter's wheel.
Let's go back to what Elon Musk said. You could put up yourself. You say clay plus salt plus water equals what?
Lithium. Wow.
So the potter's wheel, which the people minds are the clay, Ms. Blue.
That's right. They're being molded.
And at the same time, what? Jada got mad over Chris Rock throwing some salt.
This is true. This is true.
Hold on.
You're right.
Then it's rock salt. Chris Rock salt, right?
Right.
So
we got
clay plus salt plus water equals what? Lithium. As we put the clay on the potter's wheel, and Jada Pinkett got mad because that Chris Rock was throwing salt, and then Will provided all the emotion when he teared up, went up there, slapped the man, and he said, "Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth," right? That's enough water
that
to
was
produce
enough, water.
Enough power for 1 or 2 weeks of talking about this shit. They generate enough news coverage and energy around the fucking world, around the clock coverage, to produce another dose of energy. You just witnessed clay
plus
salt
plus
water.
Water. Lithium.
A battery. Now you're going to see the Energizer Bunny get new commercials and shit. They're going to be running that shit though crazy. They let you know your batteries.
Oh, wow.
So remember we told you, and this for the younger people that's here, nobody did no slapping like the Three Stooges.
Oh, no. Nobody.
Oh, the Three Stooges, they mastered
like
the slap.
Three Stooges?
Yeah, ain't nobody slapped like the Three Stooges. So we want you to let these Three Stooges go, Will, Jada, and Chris. Let these three fucking Stooges go.
Yes.
And don't turn into no stool pigeon, right?
That's right.
Become the clay on the potter's wheel.
That's right.
Because these type of events starts to shape and mold your mind. And that, look, that's what the NA is about. That NA. Non-applicable, right? Which is also non-available.
That's the NA. That's right.
Non-applicable.
That's right.
A non-available. The N-A.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look. in school, just to make this clear, the NA in school, that would be the student has not turned in any work to be graded. NA, none
available.
That's
right. That's right. The student was NA, not available. That's right. There is no grade to be given. That's right.
That's what NA means.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to be graded. He turned nothing in. Now, when they used to put this on my report card, I ain't know what that meant. You know what I'm saying? I thought Negro absent. I said, damn, teacher on a slick dry snitching. You know what I'm saying? I thought Negro absent. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know she was dry snitching. You know right? So,
Negro
so look,
absent. Wow.
Yeah, Negro absent. I she was lying. But look, so I was in the class the whole time. But now check the NA, right? Non-applicable. But the NA in banking means there's no bank account.
That's right. That's what the NA means. That's right.
It's not available. Yeah, I know mm-hmm. you worked in banking. Did it on the NA. Don't they have
that's
to
right.
use the NA in banking?
Oh, yeah, they use it.
NA, right? So non-applicable, which is, look, non-relevant. Non-effective.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the title, right? Because mm-hmm. because I want you to think about this. When we have this NA, this non-applicable, and we're talking about no one has really been paying for the spiritual crime. We're letting you know right now, and look, Terrence brought this up in self-invested Wednesday about the energy bill of Tahuti. The payment
that's
is
right.
due. The disconnect that's notice, right? Well, the shit's right. cut off now. The power man right outside the goddamn house of the planet, right? It's right outside, right, pull the plug, right? Because the payments of the crimes and charges that these sealed indictments are way overdue. And all dues must be paid with some of these clubs you are in. Because that would be paying dues in the club, right?
That's right. That's right.
The club you are in with these sealed indictments. If you in the child abuse club, your payment is due. Your payment is due.
Yeah.
Your payment is due. Because, look, as soon as the seals are broken, the debt collectors of the planet, heads out. Payments due.
That's right.
Payment due. Ain't no pay later no more. It's over. So everything you have been sowing, it's now time to pay for it.
Yeah.
Everything you ordered off the menu, you can't. It's time to leave the rest. Time to check on the way.
That's right.
And look, wasn't our job to expose these things? What happened even exposing the child abuse, Ms. Blue? How many email came in based on just the child abuse?
So many emails, you guys, like from around the world. Literally, people who experienced child abuse, you know, their child was abused, you know, and even some of them did some of the abusing, you know, all of this. And then we've seen the biggest, display of this, you know, coming from the workshop, you know, of Will and Jada and Chris, you know.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. Serious stuff. Serious.
And the reality of it for real. I mean, some of these things could be paid, but on some things people did, some of this shit go, you got to pay with your fucking life. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, for real. There's been some serious injustice, like, for real. So tonight, the sixth seal, right? The left eye of Ra, N-A, non-applicable. Very important because, Ms. Blue, the N-A, look where this N-A go. The N-A is sodium on a periodic table. Why is not S-O? Why would they put sodium at N-A? Even potassium is a K.
That's right.
You know, and you really have to ask yourself, you know, with so many elements on the periodic table, you could tell what some of them are, but why would it be completely different than Na for sodium, right?
So you can't find it.
You can't find it, and you would never research it. But mm-hmm. also that Na, that non-applicable, is also the Na is a book in the Bible, which is Nahum.
That's right.
Look, seven again, the seventh book of the 12 mm-hmm. written minor prophets. Very important. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what this is.
Wow.
Written in the 7th century, which
wow.
is also a sequel to Jonah in the whale. These are all metaphors. Because Jonah sits in the constellation of Aries, which is Orchid. That's a constellation.
Yeah. That's right.
That's when Uranus was in Aries. Was about 3-4 years ago. It was in the whale mouth. It was in the belly of the whale. See, this is all astrology. The Bible itself is astrology.
Yeah.
That's the 12 apostles. We know that. I know we know that, right? But look, Nahum was a minor prophet, Miss Blue, that warned the land of Nivea. Which is a city in Abyssinia, which is modern-day Ethiopia.
Yes.
Would everybody write this word Nivea down? Nahum went to Nivea. It's N-I is 9, V-E-H.
Wow.
N-I-N-E-B-E-H. The N-A is a book that was decided to be put in the Bible for a prophet, Nahum, that went to Nivea. And this is the story, Miss Blue, where he cried out to God and said, please don't destroy the people, right? He cried out and please just save the people. And look what the agreement was. God said, just bring me 50 people and I'll save the whole goddamn place. Just bring me 50 righteous people. And he came back, couldn't find 50. Did you remember the story?
Oh, yes.
Bring me 30. Got all the way down to 1. Can you find your 1? Good mama. We know how that story went.
That's right.
These are metaphors, not of stories of the past, but stories of right now and stories of the future. It's like the tarot card reading, past, present, and future. Past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And look, the people, and see, these represent certain things. It's no coincidence that this is 9, N-I-N-E-B-E-H, right? Nivea, you know, they don't say 9, but the 9 is there. Because, but see, he's talking about states of mind. This state of mind was against the line of Judah, which is the heart, Ms. Blue. The line of Judah is the heart, the lion's heart.
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
people going against their heart.
That's right.
That's what this really means, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why God said, just bring me one. Just one. And I'll save everybody. Couldn't find one. Couldn't find one. So...
Wow.
But guess what, Ms. Blue?
Yes.
We could prove these are not historical stories. This is past, present, and future tense.
That's right.
Because this is something like today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we have the proof.
That's right.
Yeah, Ms. Blue, have you ever seen someone go talk to a group of kids? They call them trouble kids or urban kids. You're going to talk to some kids, right?
Yes.
What's the most favorite used clothing around the world? If I only reach one today. You ever heard that before? If I only reach one of y'all today, my job is done. You ever heard
done.
That before?
That's right. Said it.
One.
Before.
You got 50, you got 150 people in all. You say, oh, if I only get one. That's where it's come from.
That's right.
Just one.
Just one. Just takes one.
It just takes one. But it also exposes that you really don't think people getting what you're saying in the first place.
That's right.
I mean, hashtag just to get back. One?
That's right. Hashtag back.
I mean, let's be honest. If I only reach one, am I really saying, I know y'all really don't give a damn about what I'm saying? am I kind of saying that?
Absolutely.
Oh, I already know you're distracted and don't want to be here. Like, I don't want to be here. Are we kind of saying that? Because all I'm looking for is just one.
Just
if I get one good testimony, my job is done. I just need one.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
All right. Mm. So before we go into this, we just need one person to get this tonight.
Oh, my goodness. We just
need one. We only need one. I mean, you know, it may have been a bad example before I said that, but yeah, we just need one, right? So look, we're not going to be here all night. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Wow.
But look how this goes, Ms. Blue. So the right eye of Ra is the sun, and the left eye of Ra is the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this bag drop. We're talking about the eyes of Ra, right? The singular eye, but the eyes of Ra. You got left and right, right? But the right eye of Ra is the sun. The left eye is the moon. So tonight, energy is really attributed to the goddess. Who, Miss Blue?
The goddess Sekhmet.
Yeah. Ooh.
The goddess Sekhmet.
The fiery goddess. Is she the fire?
Oh, yeah. She is the fire goddess. She is the goddess that brings the heat. That brings
the
fire.
Bring the chaos.
That's right. She brings
it. Come to seal the chaos.
That's right.
But look, this goddess is authenticated, Ms. Blue.
Mm-hmm.
So Sekhmet is the fire that's wrapped around the phoenix.
That's right. That's right. That's why she wears the sun disc with the snake on the top, which is symbolic of the widget, which is the third, which is the eye of Ra. Mm-hmm.
For sure. You see that? So, look, the phoenix is designed as a cosmic explosion.
That's right.
Sekhmet, Ms. Blue, Sekhmet has become Sagittarius in the Western version of astrology. Because remember, Sagittarius is a fire element. That's Sekhmet.
Yeah. That's right.
She was Sekhmet to the Egyptians' pantheon astrology system.
Ms. Blue,
what is the purpose of a pantheon?
The purpose of a pantheon is so that you can get an in-depth understanding. You know, we're talking a lot about nine, and that in-depth of understanding really is something that covers what we consider to be as above and so below. Or with the ancient Egyptians, they considered to be the nine realms of existence. Mm. And the pantheon really holds what we call matrix energy. It holds what you were just talking about, Brother Bilal. It holds the supernova from the beginning to the end. It is the alpha and omega. It is the start of life and the continuation of life and everything in between. So the pantheon is there to mirror what we know as the deep realms of the matrix, our multidimensional self, covering all nine levels of existence. Yeah.
Wow.
To help one answer all who you are. Yeah.
So. But look, if you're talking about all nine realms, which Sagittarius is in the position of the ninth position in Western astrology.
Hmm.
But remember, Scorpio, Scorpio is the only zodiac with three symbols, right? The scorpion, the snake, and the eagle, which turns into the phoenix. So the eagle transforms over to Sagittarius and becomes the phoenix because of Set, Neth, fire.
Wow.
These are cosmic stories. These are cosmic analogies. These are origin stories. These are creation stories for real. Because
that's right.
The phoenix is designed as a cosmic explosion. This is when you figure something out, right? So so the eyes are said to be the extension of Ra's, which is the sun god's power.
That's right. That's right.
And
that's
these energies, his extensions, are the angels of God, the angels of the sun, right? These are all independent goddesses.
That's right.
The
goddesses
are equated with several particular deities, Ms. Blue. So look, Hathor, Beset, Nut, Shaset,
that's right.
All these different goddesses. The eye goddesses act as sometimes mother, sibling, consort, and the daughter of the sun, which is Setmet.
That's right.
Is that right, Ms. Blue, how Setmet came down?
That's right. Came down.
Spit fire everywhere. Same story as the dragon that spits fire. That's Setmet.
That's right. That's right.
The lion is head, right?
That's right.
So listen. Look, appears to be violent in nature, but look what they say about this left eye of Ra, right? The eye's violent aspect depends on Ra's energy because it goes against the agents that's threatened the rule. Meaning, anything you violating, just like we said with child abuse. That shit got to be dealt with fire. Fire got to be
that's
fire.
Right. That's right. That's right.
So this they say, look, this dangerous aspect of the eye goddess, which is Setmet, right, is often represented by a lioness with
that's
the
right.
cobra, like you just said.
That's
and the
right.
sun disc on top of the head represents the royal authority. The eye of Ra is similar to the eye of Horus.
That's right. Yep. And even in the mythology, this is why Horus is the one who comes to get her. Yeah. Mm. He's the one to come to get her. He comes to get her.
So we're talking about the left and right eye. Go ahead, Ms.
No, no, no. Go ahead. No.
I wanted to hear that. I just was going to say,
we have to remember when you were talking, like you said, Brother Bilal, we have the god Ra and his personification, like you said, of his rays, Ra rays, rays of Ra.
Yeah,
they were,
is that R-A-N-R-E, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And it is 75 different forms and attributes that come out of these rays.
Wow.
And Sekhmet, holds some of the most sacred energy of Ra. And I'll tell you why. Because to us, in our understanding and connection with Sekhmet energy, she is the fire. That's true. She's also the creator. Power coming in the form of the lioness, the goddess, the feminine, but she is also identified herself as passion, pure, raw passion. As a lion roars, so does passion. And that passion can be used in so many different ways. It can be passion that will lead the way, or passion of destruction. And holds that energy. She is the passion. And after the lioness, just want to add this, because the most fearless animals on the planet is not the lion, but the lioness.
That's right. That's right. She's the hunter. She hunts. For real. No, for real.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The male lion protection. He's the muscle of protection. She's the hunter.
That's
nature say that. And nature
right.
say y'all supposed to work harder than us.
You know what?
Sorry, nature say that. Right? I'm going off of nature. I'm on nature side. I should need a nap. That's what the lion do, huh? The male lion be napping, right?
Oh,
yeah, need a nap right now. But check it out.
Yeah.
So hold on. But let's now we got to walk through this. We got to walk through this part real slow, right? Because look, the first thing we talking about the eyes right now. We going to the eyes.
Yeah.
The first thing, let's all be clear. The eyes are your pupils.
That's right.
No. Let's be very clear on that. When we say pupils, we mean students.
That's right.
Remember, you're a pupil in the class. You ain't the teacher or the professor. The pupil. There's a pupil in the eye, right? Don't forget that part. Right? And then you say the sun god Ra. You could say R-A.
That's right. Or R-E. That's right.
All right. So everyone pupils are in this dark area called the retina. The R-E.
Mm-hmm.
T-I-N-A, that's in the title.
That's right.
Retina. The retina. That's
mm-hmm.
where the pupils reside, in that dark space, because the pupils are really in the dark.
That's right.
Pupils in the dark.
Yes.
Are we clear on that? Your eyes are pupils. Your eyes have pupils in some shit. The pupils, a student. Just like you talk to your child that think they know everything, you say, sit your ass down, you're a pupil. I'm the teacher here. I'm retina. And then you go Google this shit. Google your daddy. But we on eyes right now. Look. The lens, now this is some deep shit. The lens of our eyes are always growing. The lens now, not the eye.
That's
because
right.
what, Ms. Blue, the eyes are the exact same size, your eyeballs?
Yes.
What about that, Ms. Blue?
Oh, it's exact same throughout all lifetimes.
Since you've been born. The
Since
same exact
born,
size eyes.
Eyes. They don't change. So you know how
they
you
don't
see
change.
A baby?
That's facts.
A baby's eyes look like they're so big and beautiful.
Like a little alien. Like, look at that eyes.
Those eyes don't change.
And then the parents come and say, oh, look how cute that little baby is. Oh, my God, look at her like her daddy. Fucking 3 days old. Yeah, we got to stop this line.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get to that line seal. Crack that shit over. Look.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Our eyes breathe through our corneas.
Yeah.
Your eyes are breathing. It's breathing the air. These
That's
are
right.
facts. Huh?
That's
These are
right.
facts. These are facts. Each eye have 2 million working parts inside of it. That's facts.
Mm.
That's facts.
Facts.
2 million
right.
working parts. Like somebody throws sand in your eyes, they
Ooh.
Still working and breathing.
You know what?
No, real talk.
Oh, gosh.
Real talk. But look, the eyes are the second most complex part of the body besides the brain.
Yeah.
Because the nerves inside of the eyes are transmitting light. It's hitting the back of your eye. Because remember, we see shit, the shit really upside down, right? We really see it upside down. The nerves in the eye are transmitting. They're transmitting light at the back of the eye, and it's processing through the brain so the brain can make sense of it. So when a person is mentally blind, it's still connected to the inner vision. This is
That's
why
right.
Stevie Wonder have insight in vision.
That's right.
because they are constantly making connections. They are, look, so if you're saying a person is blind and mentally dead, all we're saying is the nerves are not making connections with the eye. They can't see. Guess what they can't see, Ms. Blue? The definition of the word. And you need meaning. The meaning of the word is the light. The meaning is the light of the mind.
That's right.
The meaning is the light of the mind.
That's right.
So you know when a person say, you know, are you abreast of what's happening? We're talking semantics, right? We're not talking about your fucking breasts on your chest. So you need the right meeting. All that could say the titty on your breast up, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right,
are you a
right.
breast up, right? We need the definition.
That's right. That's right.
Got to know what breast we're talking about. So what we're saying, your process is not working right. Your process is a little dead. It's a little, you've got to warm it up.
Yes, yes.
Because we are in the woke area, right? Didn't they say we woke?
Yeah, we woke.
The woke era?
We woke. They call it the woke era.
Yeah, well, whatever that means.
Oh, my
Somebody
goodness.
Somebody's saying in your eye, I promise you that.
Oh, my
Yeah, goodness. Make sure Will and slap you. You know what I'm saying? See, so you think Will just slap Chris Rock and Jada Pinkett?
No,
he slapped your ass, too, if you've been talking about. He slapped the world.
He slapped the whole world.
He slapped the world. He slapped the world.
Yeah.
Oh, you're watching that little documentary on him and Benny Medina. What you say? No, what you saying? No, he slapped the world.
He slapped the world. Yeah. And as a result, they told him at the academy he can't come back for 10 years, a decade.
Yeah, see? They go to 10. And look, what the day is, the 9 vibration?
Yes.
What's tomorrow? 10. look, all this shit upside down like Alice in Wonderland. This is all game, right? Because we see things upside down because the receptors are red, green, and blue cones that sit in our eyes. Because the iris of your eyes, listen to this, the iris of your eyes are your fingerprint for seeing.
That's right.
Meaning no one sees the exact
same thing. That's right.
If you saw what I saw, that would make you me.
That's right. And if you saw what I saw, that would make you
me. So when someone tell you, I don't know what you see in him or her.
Huh?
So when your mama tell you, I don't know what you see in that motherfucker, right? You can simply say, you don't see what I see. All you see is he hasn't worked in 10 years. That's not what I see. Are we not seeing the same thing?
Oh, my goodness.
Because, look, that brother can have a complex occupation. Huh? That was what Erykah Badu said. Brother got that complex occupation. Right? Now, she's sitting back judging him, looking through her eyes of him working and hustling the streets. But what the daughter say? I see something different.
That's right. I see something
insurance
different.
Policy. I saw the insurance policy. He's going to leave me. Because remember, the eyes got 2 million working parts in it, right? 2 million working parts in a $1 million policy? She see a good man. It's a good man. So look, other people blind spots are our sweet spots, right?
That's
they don't
right.
see what you see. They don't see what you see. That's why we got rear view, right? So look. All these things work together because the eyes and the heart working together, right? Watch this here. Watch us. Look how sexy this shit is. The rhythm of the heartbeat.
Yes.
Staying in tune with the heart, and this is why TikTok blew up, right? Because what the heart do? TikTok, like the clock, right? The tick.
Okay. TikTok.
Magical tick. The TikTok, right? So there's a language and rhythm of the heartbeat. And look, the rhythm and language of the heartbeat are these words with a particular ending.
That's right.
The words ending with T-I-C. What is T-I-C, Ms. Blue? Tick.
The tick of the clock.
But that's the tick of the heart, the pulse of the heart. Number one, optic. Every word with the tick at the end, optic, number one.
That's right.
The different language of the heart, mathematics.
That's the
language of the universal time clock. Then you got arithmetic.
That's right.
The language of formulas. Then you got dramatic. T-I-C at the end.
That's the excitement
of the heart. Then you got that moon, which is the eye or the left eye rod. You got the moon, which is the lunar, the lunatic.
The lunatic. That's right.
That's a tick, T-I-C at the end. That's connecting to the heart. That's a tick. The moods of the moon connected to the heart.
That's right.
Then you got the best of Donald Trump called politic.
That's right.
That's the policies of the heart. Then you got like my man in New York, our man, our self-invested, Brother Kwanzaa.
That's genetic.
Tick at the end, the blood that the heart pumps. Right.
That's right.
Then you got my brother Jafar, who write all that cool stuff. They're called poetic. That's the opening of poetry for the emotions and the philosophy of the heart.
Yes.
Then we got those people that need to use the bathroom called probiotic. Huh? Probiotic that ticks at the end.
You know
what?
That's
the health of the heart. That's the health of the heart. Right? So look, this is a combination of things all leading to the heart, but it's all leading to the left eye of Ra. So the left eye of Ra is the lunar eye. It's the moon that is a reflective. It is the emotions of our moods. That's why the lunar. So question, who owns the moon? Owns the moon. It could be the same question. Who owns your mood?
That's right.
That's
right.
Who owns your mood?
That's right. Who owns it?
Because the spiritual equivalent of the moon is the glow of its intuition. The physical is the reflection, and the mental is the mood. Because the moon is the magnetic field. And Ms. Blue, that magnetic field on this planet, it gravitates the effect of the high and low tides of the oceans, right? Ms. Blue, you know there's a trillion fish in the water?
That's right.
I went fishing one time and catch one fish. Was there anything wrong with the fish in the water?
No.
It's the time. It's the line. I had the wrong line. You get what I'm saying? The hook wasn't all right. It was something with the bait. I had dead bait on there, right? So look, because I'm eating the borrow shrimp and I'm putting shrimp on there. So this big fish was eating on that shit. So, so when we talk about this egg-shaped moon, which is said to get its light from the sun, right? So that means if you stay in your heart, which is the sun of the being, you will always be in a full mood. I mean,
That's a full moon. That's right. That's right.
You got it? Because the moon is your satellite. The moon is describing the mood. Just like on May 15th and 16th, we have a blood moon coming up.
We sure do.
And if you want to know about the blood moon, you could go back and watch Harry Potter 2009, Half Blood Moon Prince. They've been putting it right in front of your face. Can we say in your mind? They've been putting it, planting it right in your mind. What is a kindergarten? They're planting seeds in children's minds. It's a garden. K kind of a garden, I'm planting
that's
seeds
right.
in your chosen mind.
That's
but guess
right.
what you get? See, it's the garden when you're a child, Miss Blue, and it's a what you put the flower in? A flower what?
Pot.
Potter. Harry Potter.
Gotcha. Harry Potter. That's right.
Huh? What you put the flower in? The flower what?
The flower pot. That's right.
In the garden, they putting seeds in your mind, and you becoming a flower pot. But as you become older, you get something different. You get a pan.
That's right.
P-A-N. That's why it's Peter Pan. He just don't want to grow up. The god Pan, Capricorn. You get a pan. So when you go out and eat as a family, you're sitting at the table, and people are like, oh, look how beautiful that family sitting out eating together. Some people see a beautiful family. What I see? Pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
Yeah. Remember Beauty and the Beast had Miss Pot? Oh, remember we were talking about the teapot?
Mm-hmm.
You're a frying pan always cooking shit up, cooking some shit up.
That's right. That's right.
They're cooking some shit up. How many relationships have you burnt?
That's right. That's right.
You gotta get a pot. What the non-stick pot is? The teflon, huh?
Yeah,
you
the teflon.
You wipe that shit right out. Teflon. Yeah. You burn shit up and yeah, shit just stuck in the pot.
Right. Oh my
no, look, look, look. Because look, this moon, no, because we're talking about the left eye of Ra, but the left eye of Ra is the moon. So the moon came from a violent explosion, Ms. Blue, from a collision, from a head-on collision. So the full moon collides with our energy that produces our mood. The moon is currently, right now, moving farther away from Earth. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And then ask yourself, why is there water on the moon? Who's drinking the damn water on the moon? And talking about the sixth seal, this was locked and sealed information at one time, but they're letting you know it's water on the moon, just in case you get somebody to visit you. These moonwalkers. And look, they just announced they got jobs coming up on the moon. They're going to be mining cobalt on the moon.
That's right. They're getting that cobalt, that blue cobalt. Yes.
They're going mining on the moon. And you don't even need experience to get that job. and you can let us get an insurance policy. And speaking of insurance policy, and we'll buy your children a big telescope so we can wave at you while you're working on the moon. We'll pay for the insurance policy. We'll pay for it. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
now,
stop
setting that up. Maybe we'll go get email for that. I promise you. I can get you on tomorrow. Trying to go mine cobalt on the moon. If you're that fucking crazy, we need an insurance policy. But look,
oh my
enough said, let's go. So look, this phoenix that's rising and holding the space of Set met this evening is the justice and the goddess of the next sealed indictment, which some people in the chat room, Blue One was right, I'm not surprised, because she was born on May 27th, 1971, birth name, Lisa Nicole Lopez, also known as Left Eye. She
That's
is
right.
now the Left Eye of Ra. Her sun sign Gemini, opposite Sagittarius, Setmet, true zodiac Taurus, her mother Hathor, the arts. She is the L in TLC, Tender Loving Care, later to find herself with the alter ego, Nikki. Then she found the balancer called Nina, N-I-N-A.
That's
new
right.
identity, non-applicable.
That's right.
But hold on. No. Tell them to pull it up right now. What? Didn't she become Nina? We just need to know that quick, fast. We need to know that.
Yes.
Did she become Nina?
Research.
Pull it up. Pull it up
and see. She became
Tupac
Nina.
The right eye. She the left eye.
Right.
Did she become Nina? Pull it up, please, somebody. We got to verify the Nina.
That's right.
Got to verify it. N-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
Left eye. Lisa Lopez. Did she become Nina?
Oh, yes.
Anybody in the blue room?
Come on, Blue Room. Where y'all at? Did she become Nina? Yes. They said yes. Brittany Bosch said yes.
Miss Blue.
Nina.
What,
yes.
What is the slang for Nina? A 9 millimeter.
That's right. The 9 mil. Nina.
Was she Tupac 9 millimeter?
Oh,
Nina,
yes.
Because Nina is the 9. See, Left Eye is the real Jada Pinkett. The Left Eye make Jada Pinkett left eye start twitching and shit, right? Because yeah, Left Eye was like a hot 9 millimeter, right? You're right. Me and my girlfriend, and then the Phoenix Rising, Miss Blue. Look, but she dated who? Andre Rising.
That's right. Andre Rison,
which he set his house afire for arson. But who Andre Rison played for, everybody?
Do y'all know who
Andre Rison played for?
Who was he playing for at the time?
Lisa, look, Left Eye boyfriend at that time. Andre Rison. Who was he playing for?
Come on, let's see if somebody can get that in the Blue Room. The Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons.
What is the Falcon in Egyptian pantheon?
Who knows?
Horus.
That's Horus. The Falcon.
Didn't we just talk about Horus earlier? You say Horus came to get her?
That's right. That's right.
Didn't you just say that, Ms. Wu?
Oh, yeah. Horus came to
Andre
get her.
Andre Rison, the falcon-headed god, Egyptian Horus, right? Set Met, Lisa Lopez, Left Eye. But look. Guess where her burial site is, Miss Blue? Guess where the burial site? Lithonia, like lithium. Lithonia, Georgia. Can I make that up?
No,
in
not
DeKalb
at all.
DeKalb County. Lithonia,
wow.
Like lithium.
Like lithium, yes.
Left
wow.
Eye, the real Miss Set It Off.
That's right. She
can
is.
Can You Get Away? Tupac made the song for Can You Get Away?
That's right.
That was the song for Left Eye because Andre Rison gave her a black eye.
That's
right. The first entanglement.
That's right. The very
real
first
entanglement, not one made
the
up.
The real entanglement, yes.
Pull up Left Eye's secret relationship with Tupac, with both were Geminis, which is a cold.
That's
cold,
right.
A left and right eye.
That's right.
And
right.
Then you just watch that where she did the painting in 1992 and she told Tupac, we're going to be together in 10 years? This reminds
that's
me of the Egyptian
right.
Ship when your wife got to die with you. See, that's why you
right.
Got to really love a motherfucker. You're talking about when you die, I'm dying with you. There ain't
that's
no getting
right.
Married again.
She wrote a letter to Tupac and she put it out that we would be together in 10 years. And 10 years to the day is when she had the car accident. But, you know, Brother Bilal, they had so much in common with each other. So much in common. And,
Yeah, Jada, oh, yeah, she cringed when she did the Left Eye shit.
Yes. Let's see.
So this is becoming a Planet Remix pantheon.
I can see that.
Before anything, Miss Blue, she is here as a protector. She's here as the justice, the overseer, and fire goddess of the next seal to be uncovered. What is the sixth covered sealed indictment, Miss Blue? What is the charge?
The charge of the sixth covered indictment is domestic violence. That is the DV in the title. Domestic violence. I want y'all to hear this because this is a serious charge that goes back a long way. And this charge we will see being uncovered in the world.
Yeah.
We will see.
For those who are in the domestic violence club, it's time to pay your dues. And for those who can't pay no more, you might not wake up in the morning.
Lisa left her eye. I mean, I know that's a little extreme, but hey, that's what it is.
Hey, it is.
It is
the justice overseer of domestic violence, which is running rampant on the planet. And just so we can be clear, let's kind of define sort of this understanding of domestic violence. Domestic violence is one that hits home. Not to be confused with it has to happen at home, but it hits home. It hits the heart. This is domestic violence. So whether it's a child that watches this domestic violence that takes place, whether it is in the home or outside the home, this domestic violence. This is violence that goes against women and children. And not that men are not subject to domestic violence, because it does
I know a lot of brothers got beat. Like, for real. Don't leave us
it
out.
Does happen. And I don't mean to make light of that because they're included in this, but
you
I will
damn
tell
sure
you.
Laugh like you're making light of it.
No, not at all. The world has a history of women and children being preyed to domestic violence. And here's something else that Lisa Left Eye was very passionate about. Because she grew up in a home of domestic violence. A father who was very, very strict and was an alcoholic. And she was the hand of domestic violence of her mother and herself.
Damn.
Domestic violence has been rampant on the planet for a very long time. And sadly enough, what's happening, Brother Bilal, you know, we did this story in the first field of child abuse. Child abuse and domestic violence often go hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
Hand
Damn,
in
like
hand.
Like Tupac and Left Eye. That's crazy.
Yes. Goes hand in hand. And so many, many women have found themselves in domestic violence. And let's be clear, because when you look up the definition, I talked to a few of my workers, people I know that work in social services and those who are connected to the remix. Domestic violence does not always have to be physical violence.
That's right. That's
it can be mental violence. It does include physical can be mental. And what's happening is a lot of women are in these domestic violence relationships, these situations.
Not even physical yet. Yet.
Not even physical. But the children are being abused and they are suffering from domestic violence and don't even know it. Don't even know it.
That's some serious shit,
You have, these predators preying upon women and children. This violence has to be exposed. This seal has to be broken. And there is a price to pay for this domestic violence against women, against children, against anyone who is being subject to this violence. Yeah. So that is the sixth seal. That is the sixth seal. And I want to tell you at the beginning of the show, this is why this was such a challenge. No one wants to talk about domestic violence until after it happened. Honestly, we thought we were going to do a show. This is major. And it starts out so subtle. I want you to understand that Lisa Left Eye gave her life. She is qualified for this time. She's qualified.
It really makes you think about people's purpose on this planet, huh? How they just come in and leave so fast like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Hmm.
This is so true. We must keep an open eye on ourselves, on our minds, on our children, and the people around us. You cannot sit in silence on this. Lisa Lefi, she is the supernova. She's the supernova of this. And what many people don't know, it wasn't just one fire at Andre Rison's house. It was two.
Wow.
It was two fires.
What's your real fire you got is, huh? Talking about setting
it. Right. It was two fires. And also, if you are experiencing any sort of domestic violence, call on her. Call on her. Just try it out. Call on her. That Gemini dual personality, oh, Lisa will show up. Lisa Left Eye will show up. You call on her. You call on her and see what happened. She will expose. She will show you that the seal has been broken. She will show you. And she was a victim, a child of witnessing domestic violence, and then ended up in a situation a lot of people didn't know, is that Andre Rison was very controlling of her. She had to ask for permission to do anything, to leave the house, to come back. She's in a domestic violence situation. Call on Lisa Dye. Call on her. Because we're establishing the law. I want you to understand that Planet Remix, we are building our armor. Our armor. That's right. Because we are in some very, very strange-ass times. Some strange times that are happening here. Very strange. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is a lot that is being working on a very sinister plan. And I want you to understand that you are not included in it. You're not included in it. But this is some strange times that's happening. I promise you, you will thank us later for all of these lessons. These are lessons. I want you to know the world is about to catch a fire. They're about to catch a fire. A raging fire. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a not one God is here for praise. It's it because my life is in shades of gray. I pray often, fade away, celebrate some more sunshine. And like the promise is true, won't leave my bacon undone. Many chances I've been through to bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional. Skies have dried the tears from my eyes. No way on the rise. My indicated hope is for the folks who can't cope with such an enduring strain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's so thankful to a gain to your own fame? What a shame you do and aim for someone else to break. You claim they do the same thing to the crime of all their brain. Grandma says the system got your victim to your own mind. The hope is aberration. The hope is aberration. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to you.
Go chasing waterfalls.
So true, Left Eye. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stop That's chasing true. These waterfalls out here.
And she
Stop.
Wrote that song. A fire goddess wrote a water song. That's crazy. Huh?
Wrote a water song. So crazy.
Wow.
So crazy.
Nice.
Don't go chasing nice. Waterfalls.
Hmm.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Ooh, listen. Lisa and Tupac had something very, very unique like you were saying, Brother Bilal.
A soul contract?
They had a soul contract and a soul agreement. In fact, they, if we could see an example of a twin flame, they were the twin flame. Really, twin flame. Here is something that Lisa Lefi shared about her and Tupac. It was so strange when she first got a chance to go into his house, his apartment. And when she went into his apartment, she kind of freaked out because she realized that they had some of the same furniture. They had the same spices in the cabinet. They had their place decorated the same. It was almost eerie to each other. How much alike they were. They would dream for each other. They had a connection. They had a connection. They had a secret. They had all kinds of things together. And you know, the word on the street is Andre Rison had her heart, but Tupac had a soul. Lisa Left Eye's soul and Tupac's soul was together. In fact, she started to channel him after he made his transition. And that's what gave her peace. Because she knew they would see each other again. They would be together. And Tupac began to tell her what to do to heal herself.
Wow.
This is when she linked up with Dr. Sebi. It was Tupac who led her on this quest. It was Tupac who told her to begin to start mentoring young girls so that they would not have to suffer from this type of abuse. When Lisa Left Eye was young, even though her father was an alcoholic and that was the times he was most abusive, but he would encourage her to drink even though she was a child. And that drinking brought up a lot in Lisa, a lot that she couldn't express, a lot that she could not say, a lot that she wanted to say, a lot that she wanted to do. And this whole thing about the left eye that came out was because if you look at her and you look very closely at her, and actually I think it was I can't think of the guy's name, Belviv DeVoe, one of them, discovered when he looked at her, he realized that her left eye was different. Her left eye was different. And so it became sort of this phenomenon that when people would look at Lisa's left eye, they literally could see the soul, the heart and soul of the world in her
the
left.
Eyes are the window to the soul. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
They could see the soul of the world in her eye. It was even said by some that when they glanced in her eye, they actually caught a glimpse of the future. So, this connection.
It's crazy when you look at this shit in hindsight, though. It's like,
it
man,
is.
It's like, it's wild.
All of this was going on, Brother Bilal. All of this was going on. Lisa Left Eye and Tupac loved each other, but it wasn't a superficial love. It was a love that was based on the supernova. It was the spark that lit the universe up with their hearts. And then there was a request that Tupac made to Lisa, and he told her, promise me you will not let me sleep with you.
Wow.
They were one split in two.
That's right.
There was nothing that Tupac did that he did not somehow discuss with Lisa, and Lisa discussed with Tupac.
Wow.
Here's the difference. Lisa never told Tupac till towards the end. That's Andre put hands on her because she knew Tupac killed him for real. And on the night when all of this jumped off, she was going to tell Tupac finally what was going on. It just so happened that Andre Rison came downstairs when Lisa was about to get in the car, opened the door, and guess who he seen sitting in the back seat of the car coming to pick Lisa up? Tupac. But what you don't know is Tupac was in the car. She told Tupac what was going on. And when she got back, she caught Andre with a woman. As the story goes.
Wow. And he didn't even speak with Lisa. Wow. So that's the song he made. Tupac made a song for Lisa. And see, I didn't know that shit at that time.
I know. No, I didn't know it either, Brother Bilal. Oh, my goodness.
What the song was, Ms. Blue?
Can't Get Away?
Was that the song?
No, not that one. I think it was Can You Get Away.
So the whole time you're talking about Lisa. Wow.
Yes, whole line.
No, I got a man.
Wow.
Of course you don't mind.
Yeah.
You don't let me. No.
Ever since I met you, I could beat the pressure. It's like the man don't understand all he does is stress you. Yeah, I can see you say it's a lead from the introduction. Ain't by no suck in the gutsy. Just on the discussion, maybe we can see a better way, find a brighter day. Late night phone conversations, would that be okay? I don't want to take up all your time, be the next in line. Tell me your size, let me find the things that you mind. I can see your car, said I'm careful not to hear you. The anticipation, the love making got you shaking when I'm standing there. Moves of precision will protect in case you get scared. Cause that's the man in the mirror. Now the picture's getting clearer, all he does is hit your heart. I tell him to leave him, and he tell me keep my faith in God. I don't understand, I just wanna bring you up. I wonder should I leave you alone, find a woman in my own. All the homies tell me that you don't deserve it. I put in my heart, I know you worth it. Tell me, can you get away?
Ebony, can you get away? Come on. Can you get away?
Now, I want y'all to know, Tupac wrote this song. Yes.
And he wrote that song and went picked up at Andre Rison's house.
I don't know how I felt about that either.
Shit.
He wrote this song, Brother Bilal, but he sung it when he was in jail. When he was in jail, he wrote this song because he was in love with Lisa, but he wanted to be right. They both did. And he knew, this song is proof, he knew about the domestic violence.
Wow, that's right.
That was happening in the relationship. That's the proof that she did finally get a chance to tell him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Very deep. He was talking about...
All that time, I thought you were talking about Jada. Will couldn't beat Jada. Yeah, shit. I just knew that. Damn, that's crazy.
He was talking about Lisa Left Eye and how much love he had for her in his heart.
Wow.
And she was devastated. When she found out about Tupac, until he was able to come and ease her pain. Without sleeping with him. Imagine that. And then she wrote a letter saying, we will be together. A real letter. She wrote a letter and said, in 10 years, we will be together. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she wrote it on a back of a picture that she painted of him. And this picture that Lisa painted of Tupac looked identical. It captured the spirit and the soul of Tupac.
Wow.
It captured that. It captured the spirit of Tupac. And a big part of what she was doing, even, you know, prior to,
So
you know,
did he write California Love for Jada? California Love. I mean, so what he wrote for Jada? I'm trying to understand this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get where this shit going.
I don't know about that. But I know that definitely did this.
And Michael Jackson probably wrote Man in the Mirror for everybody. Huh?
Absolutely.
There's some deep shit going on.
Yeah.
Woo. Damn. Yeah.
So there was a lot of people who had connection with Tupac. But this was a soul connection. This was the twin flame of each other.
Wow.
This was real deep for each one. And they were so similar. And everything that they were doing. Very much so. You know? So just some powerful Wow. So
the left eye of Ra.
I know.
2 million working pieces. Wow.
And the goddess Sekhmet. You know?
Yeah, that's a big takeaway.
That's right.
That's a big takeaway.
The passion that really allows you to thrive and become, you know, to triumphant through the things that you're going, or even the passion to drive you mad or insane.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. What a segment. Today's vibration is a 9.
Wow.
At 9 is something serious. And tomorrow is the 9th. For most of us here. Some of you, it is the 9th now. But
9th already, huh? Wow. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's crazy. It's a 9 vibration day, and tomorrow is the 9th. Wow, that's a magical shit. Because we thought this wasn't going to come out tonight, be honest with you. So
yeah, we really did. Yeah.
So we, you know, we send in love and you know,
and like
we did Lisa some justice. Yeah, yes indeed. Left eye, Lisa Lopez.
Ashe.
Hope we did her some justice. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, no scrubs.
Scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, dick. Also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants to just sit on his broke ass. No, no, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love.
Definitely want you all to download. Make sure you come back and leave a comment and know the sixth seal is open. And so it is done.